Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Sometimes when people are in prison, that's when their ears are open. The Bible says, when he was in affliction, that's when he began to seek the Lord. There's many people, and I speak to them and I say, yeah, preacher, man, everything cool, man. Me soon come, me soon come. Everybody soon come. Me soon come, me soon come. Everybody soon come. Yeah. It's true, you know, it's true. Everything is true. It's true, you know. It's true, you're saying. It's true. They know it's true, but they won't change. The truth will only make a difference in your life and when you apply it to your heart. And the Bible says, and the Lord spake to Manasseh, to his people, but they would not listen. Wherefore the Lord brought upon him the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the fawns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. Carried him away, bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And the Bible says, and when he was in affliction, there's something about affliction that will teach us more, more than prosperity. Listen, pain will teach you. Pain is a serious teacher. Whether it be pain in the body, or be pain in circumstances, or pain from the consequences that we're paying for the choices that we've made, pain can be a very terrible teacher. The Bible says, when he was affliction, sometimes we have to wait until affliction hit our body, until affliction hit our life, and we turn from God, when we turn to God. There are many people that I speak to when things are okay, but let me tell, and they said, boy, yeah, soon come church, man, one day, and listen to me, God told me there's a time coming where you're not going to have to invite people to church. There's a time coming where people are going to run into the house of God because they're going to see what's taking place in the earth. There's going to be some things taking place in their life. There's going to be some things taking place in society where they're going to say, listen to me, I need to get right with God. There's some things that is taking place in this earth where people are going to run into the house of God, and they're not even going to wait for the preacher to finish the sermon. They're just going to hit the altar and say, God, I need Jesus. I need him now. Give me my watery baptism. I want changes now. I want to be saved now. There's some people that are going to interrupt the service while the preacher is preaching and say, listen to me, I need Jesus now, because they know where they are and they know if it was not for God, they would not be here. When he was in affliction, that's when he decided to cry out to the Lord. There's some people that I speak to, and I've been speaking to them, and one time a few years ago, I was speaking to them, and said, when are you coming to church? Would you like to come to church? I said, man, me cool. And then, you know, a man staying. I said, no, I'm not coming yet, preacher. Soon, either English, whether the Caribbean, wherever they're from. I soon come, preacher, man, I soon come. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, listen to me. He said, they might not come to church when you invite them, but when problems invite them, they will come to church. He said, it may not come when you come, but when problems invite them, they will come to church. Listen, people are quick to find God when problems hit their life. Me too, back in the day, listen, when problems hit my life, let me tell you something, I run into the house of God. I say, boy, God, I'm not going to, you know, no one crying to the devil when they're in problem, what they shouldn't do. We're crying to God. And this man cried out to God. He cried out to God in his affliction. And you may be in affliction. You may be behind bars right now. And your parents may have warned you, and you may be doing 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know how long you're serving. Amen. You may be in a situation where you're like, boy, people told me, and you're sitting there in regret. Listen to me. You may regret the things that you've done, but your future can change. I don't know if you've got life. I don't know if they're going to give you parole. I don't know where you are right now. In fact, listen to me. You give your life to Jesus. Listen to me. He can turn around, and you get serious for him right there in prison, right there behind bars, right there in your affliction. You get serious to God and you cry out to God and you mean it from the bottom of your heart. God can turn around, as a way of turning around the worst situation and using it for his glory and for his honor. I don't know where you are right now, but Manasseh, who had done all this evil, and you may not have done the evil that he have done, but I'm trying to get you to see the grace of God. This man deserved death, but God said, I'm showing you mercy. I'm showing you mercy. And many people at the sound of my voice, listen to me, if you're not in the grave, it simply means God is showing you mercy. And He cried out to God. And some of you, this is what we need to do. We need to cry out to God from my heart and say, God, I need changes. I'm doing some things that I'm ashamed of. I may be watching pornography. I may be, listen to me, masturbating. I may be sleeping with who I shouldn't be sleeping and living a lifestyle that you didn't cause me to live. I may be stealing and robbing. I'm in gangs. God, I've hurt people. I've robbed people. I've shot people. God, I've done some things that I'm embarrassed about. But God is saying, listen to me, like this man was in affliction, and this man had done so much evil, he cried out to God, and under the blood of bulls and goats, listen to me, these guys was under the old covenant, he cried out to God, and he sought the Lord, and God is saying, listen to me, now is the time to seek him, now is the time to call upon him, now is the time to put away the evil that you have done, because God is saying, listen to me, if you're still in the land of the living, I'm showing you mercy. This man deserved death. He done all things contrary to the word of God. He went directly against God's word. He walked in direct rebellion to God, and many of us are walking in rebellion to God, but God is saying, while we yet sinners, Christ died. He sent his son. He knew you'd be in rebellion. Sin is simply outward rebellion against God, and he knew that we'd be in rebellion against him, but he said, I sent my son to die in your place, to take what you deserve, and you don't need to live in rebellion anymore. You can come to me with an honest and open heart and put your trust in me and say, come as you are. But as you come as you are, he won't keep you as you are. He said, I will change you. And some of you there, you say, God, you don't know, I'm a liar, I'm a thief, I'm so hopeless. Some of you may be struggling with suicidal thoughts and suicidal tendencies. I want to let you know that suicide is not the answer. I said suicide is not the answer. Don't you dare kill yourself. Don't you dare take your life. Don't you dare take those tablets. Don't you dare hang yourself. Don't you dare harm yourself. You may be harming yourself. And God is saying, I want to cast out that spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit that's causing God's people to self-harm, to mutilate their body, the blood of Jesus Christ is against that spirit. I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I loose God's people from every affliction in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Some of you may be facing mental torment. I break every spirit of schizophrenia, bipolar, paranoia, every spirit, Father, depression and oppression, lies of the enemy, every spirit, ADHD, DDHD, and all these symptoms that they want to, labels they want to place on people, I bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of poor mental health, Makarama Santa, I break its power now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The spirit of addiction, I break it off the lives of God's people now. If you're sounding my voice and you're struggling with addiction, put your hand on the phone, or your hand on the radio, on the computer, laptop, or wherever this is coming from as a point of contact, and I loose that person now from the spirit of addiction. I break the spirit of addiction off their life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where they've been looking at things that they should not look at, where they've been dabbling, Lord God, where they wanted to stop smoking ganja or snorting coke or taking crack or heroin or any kind of drug that they've been addicted to, tablets. God, we break the spirit of addiction now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the strong man of addiction and we break it off the lives of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You said, who the Son of Man makes free is free indeed. We loose them from the plan of the enemy, from the hold of darkness. We break free right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose them. Yes, Lord, you told us in your word, what if we bind on earth is bound in heaven, what if we loose on earth is loose in heaven. You said you called your disciples together and you gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. You said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, freely receive, freely we give in the name of Jesus. And even the spirits are subject unto us through your name. And you told them, you behold, Satan is lightning fall from heaven, and you give us power. So we tread on every serpent, every scorpion underfoot now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose God's people right now from every demonic affliction, everything they hold them bound, we loose them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak liberty and freedom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak liberty and freedom now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, even for freedom now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Freedom now. Makarabasanta, freedom now in the name of Jesus. freedom now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed even now from every affliction. Be loosed from every sickness. Be loosed even now, Father, from every mental torment. Where people have found it hard to forgive other people because of the hurt that they've experienced. Lord, Father God, whether it be ex-husband, ex-partner, Lord God, ex-wife, Father, where people have been hurt by other people, hurt by church members, hurt by ex-pastors, Lord God. Makarabasanta, bind up every wounded spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where people have been wounded, yes Lord, by church, by members, Lord God. Makarabasanta, Rokarabasanta, desire not to go back. We decree and declare that spirit broken off their life now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them know that they were hurt by men, but they were not hurt by Christ, that Christ died for them and rose again. Yes, Lord. He was delivered up for our offenses. Yes, Lord, Father God. And risen up again for our justification. Let them know they were hurt by men, but they're not hurt by Christ. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for the binding up of the wounded in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The binding up of every broken heart in the name of Jesus, where hearts have been broken, Lord God. Where people, Lord Father God, Makarabasanta, find it hard to trust again because of what they've had to walk through. God, I'm asking, Father, for your healing balm to heal your people now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release healing now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that one sitting in the prison cell, God, I pray that you'll touch his life, touch your life right now. That woman is sitting in the prison cell. Lord, touch your life right now. That woman has had her kids taken away from her by the social services for some reason or another. God, as she cries out to you, Lord God, that young lady, that woman has had her kids, more than one child, taken away by social services, Lord God. For some reason or another, she cries out to you. Father God, I pray that you'll save her soul in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Clean her up, Lord God. Turn her life around. Take her out of the company that she's in. Sever every negative association from around her life now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I sever every wrong association and every evil influence from her life now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Clean her up, Lord Father, and turn her life around. Plant her on the solid ground, God. Fill it with your Holy Spirit and begin to direct her in the name of Jesus and live a life that pleases you, that will cause her to get her children back into her life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. So wherever that woman is right now, I decree and I declare, Father, as she begins to walk with the Lord and cast every care upon you because you care for earth, God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, that yes, Lord, her children be returned back to her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You give her favor in the courtroom. Give her favor in the sight of the judge. He said there's a king's arts is in your hand, Father God, and you turn it any which way you will, Father. Turn the art of the judge in favor of that woman to bring back her children back to her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That one, Father God, that yes, Lord, practice evil, practice the occult, divination, and done all kind of evil things, and they're sorry from the heart, Lord God, let them know that they can come back to you with a true and honest heart. And Lord Father God, cast everything at your feet, Lord God, and come to you with an honest heart in repentance and say, God, I'm sorry, come into my heart, forgive me of every sin, wash me in your blood. You will forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will wash them and you will cleanse them, Lord God, from all iniquity. Makarabasanta, forgive them for every transgression in the name of Jesus. I truly believe that people needed to be touched. I guess felt a quickening that just like this man was in prison, there are many that are in prison right now. And you may not be in a physical prison, but some of you may be in a prison of a relationship. Some women at the sound of my voice, you're in a prison of a relationship and you're suffering abuse. And listen to me. No man shall put his hand on a woman. I'm going to say that again for any reason. I don't care who you are. Listen, no man has the right to put his hand on a woman. The Bible says in Peter, giving honor to your wife as the weaker vessel. Amen. We have to give honor to our wife, protect our wife as the weaker vessel. Why? That our prayers be not hindered. The Bible says, when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. So when a man looks on his wife, he's supposed to say, that's my favor right there. Don't mess with my favor. Don't mistreat the favor that God has given you. I'm going to say that again. Don't mistreat the favor that God has given you. that wife is God's favor on your life. Amen. So when you look at your wife, yes, you see God's favor. Say, man, I'm so blessed and highly favored. That is your favor right now. So if there's a woman and you're trapped in a relationship, when the man is assaulting you, abusing you, God, we speak a release right now in the name of Jesus. Even as this Manasseh cried out to you and you heard him, Lord God, we cry out to you and we thank you for a release in the name of Jesus. Verse 12, and when he was in affliction, he sought the Lord his God and he humbled himself. You see, that's the key watchword right here, saints. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. The Bible says God rejecteth the proud, he resisteth the proud, but he give grace to the humble. You see, the Bible says that sometimes affliction is a wake-up call. Psalms 119 verse 6 or 7 says, before I was afflicted I went astray, yes, but now I keep your word. He said, before I was afflicted, amen, I went astray, but now I keep your word. Psalms 119 verse 71, it said, it was good for me that I was afflicted. David said, it was good for me. It was good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn his statutes. Amen. He said, it's good for me. When we go through seasons in our life, or we're feeling the pain of our consequences, listen to me. God is a loving God. But whatever man soweth, that shall he so reap. So if you've done wrong, or you've done a crime, and you have to pay the price for that crime, amen, you will have to pay that price. Whether it be years in prison, whether it be some sort of fine, or you have to pay, you have to pay for the consequences for the crime. But that doesn't stop God's love for you. God still loves you. We've got to be careful, because our actions will sometimes bring about consequences. David said, I was glad, it was good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn his statutes. Lamentations 3:33 says, he does not afflict willingly. He does not afflict willingly. Amen. There's a reason for what you're going through. Amen. We've been learning about Manasseh. His reign was the longest reign. But when he was affliction, he called out to God. After all the innocent blood that was shed, and you may be a person, the sound of my voice, you may have shed innocent blood. And this is what I want to get to, the grace of God. Listen, there are some people that do evil for 1 year and their life is taken out. But this man done evil for how many years? But God allowed him to go through affliction that he might humble himself and cry out to God. And God restored him. The grace of God, we cannot fathom the grace of God. Some people see, some people do evil 10 years, 10, 20 years, 50 years, and they still get away with it. The Ecclesiastes says, though a sinner do sin a hundred times, we know it will be well of the righteous. But we don't follow what people do. We cannot follow what man does, because we don't know what happens. This man, there's one man that can do sin once, and listen to me, take him, he dead, he gone. There's one man that can live in sin and do all kind of evil for 50 years until he's 70, 80, 90 years old and then get saved. We do not know. But God said, listen to me, my grace, he said, I'm giving you grace through my son Jesus Christ. We don't know. There's some people that can, listen to me, can keep committing crime, keep committing crime, keep committing crime, and then one day say, you know what, I've had enough of this, I'm going to stop, I'm going to give my life to Jesus, never go to prison, never get caught. And there's some people, listen to me, they do crime once and do some foolishness once, end up in jail for 10, 15, 20 years, first offense. We just don't know. So what do? You don't go down that road. Amen. What my bishop say? Puss and dog don't have the same luck. Well, that's a saying, amen. They don't have the same luck. But what God is saying, listen to me, this man was doing evil, but he turned to the Lord. He humbled himself. And that's all God is asking many of us to do. Just humble yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Put your trust in him. There's some of you been doing things for a long time, and God is saying, enough now. It's time to stop. It's time to come in. There's some people, you've been skating around church. You might go Easter and Christmas, or you go when there's a special occasion. And God has been saying to you, listen to me, it's time to get right with God. It's time to give your heart to me. And he's saying, oh, I'll soon come. But, oh, some of you, and then speak to some women, because I speak to people out there and say, oh, preacher, we want a husband first. Listen to me, a husband isn't going to fix everything. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the wrong husband can give more problems than being single. Amen. You need God. The Bible says we're complete in Him, Colossians 2. We're complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. You want to be complete? God is the one that completes you. Amen. Amen. So when someone's saved, amen, or the woman saved and a man saved, amen, a complete man will find a complete woman, amen, because you're complete in God. Don't look for a man to complete you. A man cannot complete you. Amen. A man cannot complete you. Only God can complete you. And you say, oh God, me not ready yet, me not ready yet. Listen, when are you going to be ready? When are you going to be ready? The book is unfolding right before our eyes. Some of you have got away with things, some of you have done some things. But I showed you about the lifestyle of this man. This man done so much evil. And he brought into affliction. He went into prison. But in his lowest place. And some of you may be at that lowest place. Like the prodigal son. The prodigal son, listen to me, went and he spent all that he have with righteous living. That means he had the girls. He had the party. He may have had the drugs. I don't know what he had back then. But he spent all his money with righteous living. And the Bible says, when he had spent all that he had, that the famine arose. Isn't it funny that the famine arose after he has spent all his money? If the famine arose while he still had money, he may have been a bit more wiser with his spending. But the Bible says, when he has spent all he had, a famine arose, and he began to be in want, and he hit rock bottom. And I don't know if you're at the sound of my voice and you hit rock bottom. Sky prices have gone sky high. You may not have a job. You may be saying, preacher, there's some things going on in my life. And let me tell you something. Now. But you may be at the end of your rope. But just like Manasseh, he cried out to God. And you can just come to him with an honest and open heart, just as you are right now. And simply say, listen to me. Forgive me. I need you. You may be a young person, and there's some young people doing all kind of things, and young people may in and scamming a lot of people into this scamming and this fraudulent thing. But let me tell you something now. Many people think they're getting away. You're not getting away. I want to let you know that, listen, in the West, in America, in Europe, let me tell you something now. They're watching many scammers. They're watching many people. And some people are getting taken from Africa, getting taken from the Caribbean, getting taken from their homes. Their homes are being raided. And they think, yeah, they've been taking money and scamming people in different countries. And they're getting free money and everything is good and everything is nice. Let me tell you something now. These people have the technology that can locate you right where you are. Amen. And they can watch you right where you are. And what they're doing is just watching you accumulate this money until they have a strong case against you, until they come kicking down your door and drag you out of Jamaica, out of the Caribbean, out of Trinidad, out of Europe, out of America, and they bring you before the FBI. And let me tell you something now, those people don't play. So this is a warning for those that are scamming and doing all kinds of fraudulent things, and you think you're getting away. No one gets away. I want to let you know, no one gets away. You may get away for a time, but no one gets away, because whatever a man sows, that and that shall he also reap. No one plants bananas and gets apples. Amen. No one plants oranges and eats mangoes from it. No, no, no. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So I'm telling you, I'm beseeching you to turn while it is today. Turn and put your trust in the Lord. Manasseh was shown grace. He was shown mercy. And if you're still here at the sound of my voice, listen to this. He was shown mercy. And he cried out to God. And he humbled himself. And the Bible says, and he prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him. And he was heard. And he was brought again to Jerusalem. So God took him out of prison. And he restored him. And the Bible says, and Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. When you cry out to God and he does all these changes in your life, you're going to know that this is the living God. Amen. No other God sent his son to die on the cross. I tell people that some people say, oh, all religions are the same. I said, no. All faiths are not the same. Every religion is man trying to get to God. I'm going to say that again. Every religion is man trying to get their God, get to God, do good works to get to God, do good, get to good, get do bad, get bad, as Prophet Harry would say. But Christianity is the only faith where God says, you're not good enough. I have to come down, show you the way to go, take what you deserve. Amen. The innocent for the guilty. Take it all upon me. Amen. Jesus became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He that knew no sin became sin. That's the only faith. And all you need to do is repent. Is repent. I'm a pastor, but I'm an evangelist at heart. All you need to do is repent and put your trust in Jesus. And the Bible says in Hosea, take with you words. Take with you words. Amen. And simply pray unto him. Ask him, come into your heart. Come into your heart. Say, God, forgive me of every sin that I have committed. Wash me in the blood of your son, Jesus. Come into my heart and make me whole. Help me to live a godly life. Help me. Just be real and honest with him. Some people say, coming to the end of a service and they ask you to say a few words. No, just be real with him. Just say, God, I remember crying that day in my bedroom all these years ago. And say, God, come into my heart, please. With tears, I say, God, I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be the same. Help me, help me. I want to stop smoking the drugs. I want to stop living the life that I'm living. I want to stop doing the things that I'm doing. But help me. And he heard my cry. And he delivered me. He set me free. And he saved me. And I'll let you know he's been good to me. Has it been easy? No. No one says Christianity is easy. No, Jesus never had it easy. In fact, the Bible says all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But is it worth it? It's always worth it. God wants to give you his Holy Spirit. God wants to manifest himself in a supernatural way. If you're a young person, God wants to use you now while you're young. He wants to use you for his glory. So if you hear me in the sound of my voice, and you know that now is the time, not tomorrow, now is the time. You're a backslider, you used to walk with the Lord, but some reason or another, amen, there's a lot of people that go away from the Lord in their teens, and they start to do certain things and live certain lifestyle, but they get to their 20s, mid-20s, late-20s. Some people might even go 30s, sadly maybe 40s, but you realize you've got to come back to him. You've got to come back to him, because he stands at the door and he knocks. He knocks. He will never force his way into your life. He simply knocks. And he says, come. Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your soul. Say, take my yoke and learn of me. Said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if that's you he's talking to, simply come to him with an honest and open heart. You say, preacher, you don't know the evil I've done. You don't listen. We've all sinned, every single one of us. Every single one of us have fallen short. But God did not come to call the righteous. He didn't come to call, he called sinners to repent. So if you're a sinner at the sound of my voice, come. Come as you are. Make it right with him. And if you want to make it right, say a simple prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today. You know my name. You know all about me. You know my secrets. You know the things I've been hiding, the things I've been struggling with. But Lord, I give them to everything to you today. And I repent of every sin. Wash me in the blood of your Son. Come into my heart, Lord God, and make me a new creature. Lord, please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, I love you and I want you to change me, because I cannot no longer live this life on my own. Lord, I praise you that you've heard me and you've answered my prayer. So I thank you for saving my soul. These things I ask and believe that I have received it. And I tell you thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.